The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service today of wholeness and healing. And today's service will be an opportunity to seek the Lord's touch and his healing upon our lives or the lives of those who are particularly on our minds as we come to church today. We also want to say a warm word of welcome to those who are joining us online. You're so welcome to our service today, wherever you are tuning in from. We're delighted to have you with us as we come to pray for God's healing amongst us today. On your way into church, hopefully you'll have seen the notices for the week that is to come. Just wanted to mention a few things that don't happen all the time that are happening this week. Again, as normal, we welcome everybody warmly to some tea and coffee after the service over in the church hall. And I wanted to mention that on Tuesday evening, there is another service of healing here in the church, the monthly service that's hosted by Divine Healing Ministries. And our former bishop, Bishop Harold Miller, is the speaker at the healing service on Tuesday evening. Also, this coming Wednesday sees the launch of our new sanctuary course, and that's a course which offers people a space to talk about mental health and to discuss our mental health in the context of a video and some time together. It's an informal time. It begins at 7:45 in the coffee bar on Wednesday evening, and it'll be finished by 9:00. On Thursday evening, the Mothers' Union are meeting at 7:30, so all members of the Mothers' Union warmly invited to that meeting at 7:30 on Thursday. And next Sunday, our services are Holy Communion at 9:00. At 11:00, we're recommencing our monthly Connect service. It'll be at 11:00 in the church hall, so there won't be a service here in church next Sunday morning. But next Sunday evening at 7:00, the evening service will be live streamed, and the Connect service is in the hall, and we hope as many as possible will come to that service next Sunday at 11:00. This is the time of the year when we renew our annual register of vestry persons. So if you've never registered as a member of any other church and you'd like to be registered as a member here, the church wardens have some forms at the back, and that would enable you to vote at our annual business meeting, the Easter General Vestry, and to be a full member of the church. And you're warmly invited to do so if you're not registered in any other church. Our organist is not well this morning, but we do have some music to help us in our worship, and we have the choir to lead us. And we're going to begin as we worship together by singing the hymn from the Red Church Hymnal 119, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Oh, So you're very welcome to this service of wholeness and healing. There will be prayers and responses, and all the responses you need will be on the screen. And for those who want to look at it on the books, the service starts on page 458 in our Book of Common Prayer. In the name of Christ, we welcome you. We have been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. Grace and peace be with you. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We dwell in him and he lives in us. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, and speak of all his marvelous works. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. A special prayer for today, the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. Creator God, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we pray that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ may dispel the darkness of ignorance and unbelief, shine into the hearts of all your people, and reveal the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, you anointed your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and with power to bring to us the blessing of your kingdom. Anoint your church with the same Holy Spirit, that we who share in his suffering and victory may bear witness to the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please take your seats for the readings.
Our Bible reading today is from the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 22. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went up into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She'd lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee in their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord.
We're going to stand and sing together again, and during this hymn, we'll ask the children and young people and their leaders to make their way through to the halls of Sunday school. Our next hymn is number 701. We'll sing it through twice. Jubilate, everybody.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. One of the things that I loved to do with my late father as a boy growing up was to spend a day in the bookshops in Dublin. And our family would go maybe two or three times a year. And on those days, I would always opt to stay with my dad because I knew that we would find ourselves in the bookshops. And I just loved browsing, reading the backs of the covers, maybe looking at the photos and perhaps getting a sense of the first few pages of the books that captured my attention. And as part of that experience, my dad would always visit a couple of Christian bookshops. And I was always drawn on those visits to the testimonies section of the Christian bookshop. And if you're not familiar with those, people would write books really describing the story of their Christian experience. And very often, their early life would have been lived far from God. Some people were involved in gangs and violence. Others would have described turbulent times at home and wanting to escape that environment. Some people would have described themselves as pleasure seekers who sought purpose through acquiring money and possessions or status, through ascending the employment ladder. And the common denominator in many of those fascinating stories was a turning point. And it might have been a crisis, like an accident or a bereavement. Could have been a deterioration in health or a financial crash or a description of the emptiness that all their worldly success had brought. But what was interesting to me was that all these turning points happened in all sorts of unexpected places. And very often they happened when people were least expecting them. Something mysterious happened that somehow set them on another path. And while few of us might feel we have a dramatic story like that in our own lives, some people do. And I'm always intrigued whenever people share their spiritual story, however ordinary or unremarkable it seems to them. Now, as a fairly logical and systematic thinker, I love to be able to work out exactly what's going on in a Bible passage and to understand it and to be able to try to explain it to people as a preacher. But in today's passage, I'm not fully sure that I can do that, because there are different things going on in certain people's lives in the passage that we heard from Luke's gospel. And if we research the background and we can shed some insight on Jewish traditions of the time, we can draw certain things from that reading from Luke's gospel. But to be honest, there's a fair bit of mystery going on, and it's not so straightforward to explain. But from what I can tell, here's what I can see going on in that passage. Jesus' earthly parents, Joseph and Mary, bring him to the temple to fulfill some requirements of their Jewish background. Jewish boys were to be circumcised on the eighth day after their birth to symbolize their separation from the Gentiles, those people who were not Jews, and also to mark their special or their unique relationship with God. Another requirement was that on that occasion, when the firstborn child was brought to the temple, he would be named. And now, what was a bit unusual for Jesus, and you might remember this, was that even before he was born, an angel had already appeared to Jesus' mum and had told her that she was going to give birth to a son. He would be conceived not in the way that these things normally happen, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he was to be called Jesus. And this name, Jesus, is very significant because it meant, when we translated, that he would save people from their sins. And so if I'm understanding what's going on in the temple, we have these bewildered parents not quite knowing what's going on after their life had been thrown upside down with the strange events of the previous few months. They're young as parents and they're frightened, and yet they turn up at the temple with the designated offering that's given in thanksgiving for the birth of a child. And theirs was the offering of poor people, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. And when they get to the temple, they meet these two elderly religious types who seem to know instinctively that there is something incredibly special about their baby. And they speak all these amazing words about him, that he's the fulfillment of the prophecies and of history. And these elderly people who speak to them seem overcome with emotion and gratitude to have actually experienced even the sight of this special baby and to have been in his presence. So this little scrap of humanity that was in the temple was the hope of the world, the light of all nations. He wasn't just for the Jews, but for all people. And all of this must have been so incredibly strange to hear spoken about their son. In fact, for Joseph and Mary, it must have been incredibly hard to even go across the door of the temple in the first place. because Joseph and Mary were decent, honorable Jewish people. They knew all the rights and the wrongs. They knew the laws and the ceremonies. And in these particular circumstances, it wasn't how they imagined arriving with their first child. But you know what? They just went in anyway. And I wonder if you have ever gone to church just like that, full of doubt and confusion. Your life seems to be a total mess. Your work is stressing you out, and you're worried about all kinds of things, from money to your parents' health to why your child seems unhappy in school. And you go along to a church service feeling empty and lonely. And despite being in a bit of a crowd, you feel like you are the only one in the building with all of this puzzling stuff going on in your head. You can't really concentrate because the preacher goes on far too long. You don't know any of the hymns. You don't even have music to accompany them today for some reason. And yet something drew you to come along in the first place. Today is a service of wholeness and healing. And later in the service, in a couple of moments, you'll be invited, if you wish, you don't have to, but you'll be invited to bring yourself up to the steps and to be anointed with oil, representing the touch of Jesus on your life. And you'll be invited, if you wish, after the service, to stay behind if you'd like somebody to pray with you. And what's really strange, and is something that we cannot explain, God often shows up in a powerful way when we present ourselves to Him, just as Jesus was presented in the temple. It mightn't be obvious how at the time, but you know, maybe there just might be a conversation at the cup of tea after the service that you were meant to have with somebody who's here. Or maybe peace or a chink of light will break into your heart, or the bitterness that you've felt towards something or someone. And maybe it just might slowly begin to melt, and the first crack might come today. So just like Mary and Joseph, even though we don't fully understand why, it's good to show up. And while we don't always understand how or why, let's simply trust that Jesus will do His healing work among us today. Let us pray. And in our prayers, we're going to see the responses on the screen as we bring ourselves, with all our confusion, with all our struggles, into God's holy presence. God the Father, Your will for all people is health and salvation. We praise and bless You, Lord. God the Son, You came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. We praise and bless You, Lord. God the Holy Spirit, You make our bodies the temple of Your presence. Holy Trinity, one God, in You we live and move and have our being. And so today, Lord, we ask You to grant Your healing grace to all who are sick, injured, or disabled, that they may be made whole. And grant to all who are lonely, anxious, or depressed a knowledge of your will and an awareness of your presence. Grant to all who minister to those who are suffering wisdom and skill, sympathy and patience. Mend broken relationships and restore to those in distress soundness of mind and serenity of spirit. Sustain and support all those who seek your guidance and lift up all who are brought low by the trials of this life. Grant peace and a holy death to those who are dying, and uphold by the grace and consolation of your Holy Spirit those who are bereaved. Restore to wholeness whatever is broken by human sin in our lives, in our nation, and in the world. You are the Lord. You perform mighty wonders. With you, Lord, is the well of life. Hear us, Lord of life, and let us be silent before God.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The gospel calls us to turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. As we offer ourselves to him in penitence and faith, we renew our confidence and trust in his mercy. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength. You raised the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. You bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. You bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy. God, the Father of mercies, has reconciled the world to himself through the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, not holding our sins against us, but sending his Holy Spirit to shed abroad his love among us by the ministry of reconciliation entrusted by Christ to his church. Receive his pardon and peace, to stand before him in his strength alone, this day and evermore. Amen. We're going to continue in worship as we stand and sing together. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord, now and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, sovereign God, gentle and merciful, creator of heaven and earth. Your word brought light out of darkness, and daily your spirit renews the face of the earth. When we turned away from you in sin, your anointed Son took our nature and entered our suffering to bring your healing to those in weakness and distress. He broke the power of evil and set us free from sin and death, that we might become partakers of his glory. His apostles anointed the sick in your name, bringing wholeness and joy to a broken world. By your grace renewed each day, you continue the gifts of healing in your church, that your people may praise your name forever. By the power of your Spirit, may your blessing rest on those who are anointed with this oil in your name. May they be made whole in body, mind, and spirit. Hear the prayer we offer for all your people. Remember in your mercy those for whom we pray. Heal the sick, raise the fallen, strengthen the faint-hearted, and enfold in your love the fearful and those who have no hope. In the fullness of time, complete your gracious work. Reconcile all things in Christ and make them new. Restore us in your image. Renew us in your love, that we may serve you as sons and daughters in your kingdom. Through your anointed Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit we lift our voices of thanks and praise. Blessed be God, our strength and our salvation, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please take your seats. As we move into the portion of our service where we pray for wholeness for members of the congregation, what we'll do is invite, first of all, members of the choir forward who want to come forward, and you come forward to the rail, and we invite you so we can pray for you and those who are on your hearts. And then we'll go to the steps, and the same invitation is for members of the congregation who want to come forward to the steps, and we'll have a simple prayer, an anointing of oil on the forehead, a wee cross, and we'll pray for your wholeness and healing in Christ. If there's anyone who wishes a prayer, an anointing with oil, but doesn't feel able to come forward and would like us to come to you in your seats, like we do in communion, would you please make yourself known to one of the wardens at the back?
We're going to stand and sing together hymn number 88, Fairest Lord Jesus.
The Almighty Lord, who is a strong tower for all who put their trust in him, whom all things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth obey, be now and evermore in your defense. May you believe and trust that the only name under heaven given for health and salvation is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In confidence, let us pray to the Father for the coming of the kingdom among us. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has caused his light to shine within us, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that the power belongs to God. As we bring our service to a close, can I thank you for joining us in worship this morning here in the church, and to those who are joining us online. Can I remind you that at the close of the service, there will be somebody here if you want a quiet word or someone to pray with you about anything that's on your mind. And also, can we have a special thanks to our tech team who stepped in with music in the last moment and made everything run beautifully. So we thank you. Thank you, those in the tech team at the back. We close with a blessing prayer. God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. The peace of the Lord be always with you. May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you and those whom you love and those whom you care for, now and forevermore. Amen. Our final hymn is hymn number 203. And if you are singing using the hymn book, we're missing out the verses with the asterisks. 203, When Candles Are Lighted.